Kelly Clarkson was smitten the first time she laid eyes on Brandon Blackstock. Backstage at rehearsals for the 2006 Academy of Country Music Awards, the newly single singer was commiserating with a girlfriend about the need to date a Wranglers instead of a skinny jeans type of guy when the music manager walked into the room. "I thought that guy, super hot, just normal and funny." Clarkson recalled to People in 2013, "In my head, I'm like, oh my God, we're totally getting married." 7 years later, Clarkson's prophecy came true when she eloped with Blackstock in Tennessee. Now, 7 years after that, on June 4th, the star made a move that fans and even many of the couple's friends never saw coming, filing for divorce. "It just came out of nowhere. Their marriage was so strong," says a source. Close to the couple, who are parents to daughter River Rose, who's 6, and Remington Alexander, who's 4. She loved being a wife and having a big family. Still, sources point to busy careers that put strain on their marriage and tensions that came to a breaking point over the past few months while they self-isolated on their Montana ranch. "It was a stressful time," says a source. "Quarantining in Montana exacerbated any issues." Embraced by fans and friends for their down-to-home approach on life and marriage, Clarkson, who is 38, and Blackstock, who is 43, seemed a couple meant to be. Though he was married when they first met, Blackstock was newly divorced when he and the first American Idol winner turned pop superstar reconnected at the Super Bowl in 2012.